Well, hello, and thanks again for a call to your daily inspiration line. Brother Jeff here, down in Tennessee, and I just want to encourage you today to look to Jesus, look to His Word, and to believe everything in the Bible and attempt to do it. That's the real goal of a Christian, to do whatever there is in the Bible. We should always be willing to do it, to hear it, to want to let it work in our life. Well, this is the week, I guess, we're right before Thanksgiving Day here in America, which is one of the few holidays that true Christians can probably align with, because it is a very biblical thing to be thankful. We should live Thanksgiving and not just have a turkey day, but we should be the most thankful, grateful, gratitude-ish people on the planet. True Christians ought to always be thankful. I'll never forget, some time ago I was in a business looking for something, and I met a man there and said, "Hello, sir, how are you today?" And he said, "I'm thankful." And he said it with such a sincerity and such an encouragement that I picked up that little quick response, and I try to, as much as possible, when people ask me how I'm doing, I just like to look at them and say, "I'm thankful." It seems to be a very thought-provoking answer, and it opens up many good conversations for the gospel. Well, I would like to look at 2 Kings chapter 4 today. Here's a woman that's in trouble. She's got sons that are in trouble, and she's bankrupt. She's a widow. Her son are about to be sold as bondmen, and she's in a fix. But there's a good side of this story. She knows a man of God. Her husband had been one of the sons of the prophets, and he was a man of God, and she was friends with Elisha, the prophet, the man of God. And thankfully, when we're in a fix, we surround ourselves or we seek out someone that's got the Spirit of God in them, it's going to be better than bearing things alone. There's going to generally be an antidote to the problem, to the poison of life, in our, if we stay close to God and God's people. Well, let's read about seven verses here in 2 Kings chapter 4. "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. He said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." Well, this is a miracle, no doubt. This is a desperate situation, and God provided. Now, I want to bring out some things the next few days out of these few verses here that I think we can learn and impart in our lives so that we might learn total dependence upon God to make every need supplied in our life. The scripture says there in the New Testament that we have, through Jesus Christ, all we need for life and godliness. It also says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. David said of old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So what a promise we have that the Lord is able to meet our needs. Now sometimes the need might be met at the midnight hour, but God is faithful. So first of all, this woman cried. She was friends and had been married to the serious God-serving class of people in Israel at that time. And she had fellowship with Elisha, and she said, you know, my husband is dead. And you know he feared the Lord, but we're in debt. We got problems. And we're fixing to not just lose everything, but they're going to take my boys away to be basically slaves. And, you know, at this hour, people start having their pity parties. They don't look at generally what they have or what they have had or how God has moved in the past. They generally can't see past the problem. But I love it when Elijah said unto her, well, what do you think I can do? What shall I do for thee? But I love this next part. I think this is a key. He says, tell me what you have in the house. What hast thou? I don't like to paraphrase too much. I love the King James Bible. And it says here, tell me what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house. Now just look at the negativism. Look at the despair. She didn't come out and say what she had first. She said, basically, we don't have nothing, but, she said, save a pot of oil. So they had one little pot. How big was the pot? Was it 5 gallons? Was it a cup? We don't know how big the pot was, but she had one pot of oil. How much was this old pot of oil worth? You know, it's some sort of little flask. Probably some little earthen jar, deep and narrow, little pointed at the bottom, which probably was in a little stand of wood or stone. Maybe they'd stick it in the dirt floor of the old, you know, Judean house she lived in or whatever it was. And, you know, something like that. Just some little pot of oil. It was precious. Use it to cook. Use it to knead your bread with. And probably wasn't worth a whole lot, but it was very valuable. And so it was all she had, to where she said, first I have nothing but just that little old pot of oil over there, prophet. And I love this. You know, so many people, when they get in despair, look at their problem, wishing they'd gone to college or wishing they had not wasted this, and they look at all the negatives of it. But I love God's perspective. He inspires the prophet to say, but what do you have? Let's work with what you have. Let's don't go get something else. Let's don't go get in debt again. Let's work with what you got. I mean, you might not have but a field of dirt behind you. But you know what? You start digging in it, you find out there's earthworms in it. You dig a little deeper, you might find gold. You might have everything you need right there. Well, she said, the pot of oil. And so the prophet said, you go get some vessels. Go borrow from all your friends and neighbors. Don't go to creditors. Just go to your friends and neighbors and borrow some vessels. And he didn't know that, she didn't know that she was what was going to happen, but she obeyed the simplest of commands. It's good to just obey God when he speaks. And without question, well, what am I going to do with those? What am I going to put in them? No, that wasn't what was said. And so she went and borrowed. Her sons went and got them. They went door to door. They got everything they could. And the next thing you know, the miracle came. And then I love what it says. They shut the door. Just like Jesus said to do when you're getting along with God, you shut the door. She shut the door. And I love what it says. And she poured out. And she, verse 5 there, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said, bring me yet another. And they said, there's not a vessel more. There's not one for miles. We got everyone we could get. And then it said the oil stayed, which is to say it stopped. Now she had everything she needed to pay her debt, to save her children, slave. God made that oil increase. I want you to know there's so many pictures in this story. If you take what little you got and pour it out, what little effort, what little spark of life you have in you, whatever it is, whatever your problem is, you need to take what good thing you have and give it away, and God's going to give you more, and you're going to get to keep what you have. It's the only thing in the world, our true faith in Jesus. We can give it away, we can pour it out, but yet retain. God is an all-supplying God. His kingdom is ever increasing. We can trust Him. Will the Lord bless your day? 099 is voicemail if you want to leave any messages or ask any questions. And we love you. We pray for you. And we ask God to move in your life. Bless you today. Bye-bye.